y'all, what happened on the interception there? We'll get into this week. Do we rehash that one?
Well, DeQuell made a good play. We were backed up there on our one, had a good play-action pass. He stepped up. We got him, but Matt just hesitated a little bit. If you hesitate on, you can't let it go. You got to check it down, go to the flat. That's one I know he'd love to take back, but didn't get it done there and had a chance after it, but, you know, didn't there either.
Well, how's he playing overall? We see the turnovers. Is it just the turnovers? That's what we keep hearing. And, it, you know, when you look at it, that has some validity. Mm-hmm. Is it, just trying to coach him out of those?
Yeah, I'd agree. I mean, you know, I think Matt did some real good things in that game. But I think anytime you have a critical mistake like that at that point in the game and it ends up being a pick six, you know, that's pretty glaring. But Matt did a lot of good things in that game. You know, we were 50% on third down, and that's usually because you're a quarterback. You know, you're throwing most of those. And I think Matt's done a lot of real good things this year and is having a pretty good year. We got to eliminate those turnovers, and that's not just Matt. That's all of us, 11 players on the field, and this whole coaching staff also.
How do you all started, you get the two turnovers, don't do much with them, but then you go 10 plays, 12 plays, 10 plays, 10 plays, and then, you know, nothing over the last seven. How do y'all try to smooth that out and keep it going?
You don't try to reinvent the wheel. I mean, anytime you can go on 3 80-yard drives in a game, I mean, you're doing some good stuff, you know, and I think we have all year. You know, we have not struggled to move the ball. We've done some good things, but you know, it takes 11 guys in every play. That's why it's the ultimate team sport, and you got to find a way to consistently execute, and when you don't, you usually end up punting, and when it's worse, you end up turning it over. So it's up to us to just keep getting better as coaches and players and eliminating some of those mistakes, and I'm continuing to stay on the field, because when we have, we've been able to move the chains pretty good, and that's the key to scoring points.
What do you see at Minnesota's front? They kind of took it to the line last year with Griffin, the big kid in there, Joseph Roberson, and Floyd last year. What do you see from that group?
They're good. I mean, they're good all around. They got a real good front. They get after the passer fast. They got a very sound scheme that allows them to play fast. They put you in a bind with a bunch of their blitzes. They got three very good linebackers, and their secondary solid too. So it's not a surprise why they're one of the better defenses in the league, and we'll have a huge challenge for us this week.
When you evaluate, besides Julio, when you look at how your receivers are as far as getting open, how do you evaluate that right now, where that stands?
I think we've done a decent job getting open. You know, when you go and look back through a game, there's not many times where Matt's having to scramble because no one's open. So I thought our guys have done a solid job, but, I mean, I'll never be satisfied. I don't think they will be either. You know, we got to keep trying to get better in that area, and I think we are.
Also, Leonard's banged up. Justin Hardy, where does he stand with you as far as his progression?
Hardy's been doing a good job. I think he's gotten better every week. You know, the game's not too big for Hardy. Even though he's a young player, he goes in there, he's fearless, he'll attack the ball, he's got real good hands, and I'm excited for him to get more opportunities as this goes.
Do you have to plan to have Coleman and Ward this week? And if you get lucky and get some good news later in the week, that's fine? Or how do you deal with your running back situation?
Yeah, you always do, especially when you're dealing with concussions. You never know. I've been around guys who feel great, and then the next day they wake up with a headache. I've been around guys who they're expected to play, and they don't for 6 weeks. So I have guys who are really bad, and then they're good all of a sudden. So you never know with that. So just as a coach, you move on, and, you know, you hope for the best. But it's just a touchy area that you don't really mess with, and you wait to see when they get cleared. And when they do, I'll definitely be happy.
Greenway, is he kind of the ringleader over there in that linebacking group?
Yeah, he always has been. You know, I've played against a bunch over the years. You know, I think he's been one of the better backers in the NFL. And they've got two young guys in there now, two high draft picks who, you know, are the younger guys and are starting to take over a little bit. But Greenway's been a stud for a long time and not playing as much as he used to because he's come out a little bit more a nickel, where in the past he was always in there. But it's because they got two high picks in there who can run pretty good.
What is Levine doing that led Coach Zimmer to tell me he's kind of an unsung hero over there? We're missing something with what he's doing.
He's done a great job in our run game. You know, he's done a good job, you know, in our outside zone and stuff. He's done a great job in our edges. And Levine's a big guy with a lot of length, and when he comes ready to come off the ball and stuff, he's tough for people to get off of. So he's helped us out a lot in the run game.